That's right. You know what it is. Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you pick up the second date, they will also cut you a check. $400, man. Who do we have on line this morning?
Hi, my name is Kenya.
Hey, good morning, Kenya.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling you guys to see if I'm tripping. I got a little situation with my man. We've been dating for like going on 4 years now, and he goes and gets his hair done like probably like once or twice a month, depending on what kind of month he's having.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the girl he goes to, her house, and he says that the girl says that no one can come with him.
Mm. Oh, she must do
happy
ending.
Tell me if I'm tripping.
Okay, do you trust him?
I do trust him, but he goes and gets his hair retwisted once a month and probably restyled every 2 weeks. So he goes over there often enough to know a face.
Do you suspect anything?
Yeah, I do, considering that nobody can come.
Hmm. Well, and how long has he been going to this particular person?
A couple of months.
Now, to his defense, let me tell you something. My stylist, I have crazy hours, so she came and twisted my hair up in the middle of the night while I was asleep and stayed spending the night, and I've never touched her.
Anytime I've asked to join him, he says that she doesn't allow anybody to come to her house besides the person who's getting their hair done.
Okay, so this is a good question. Honestly, I don't know if you're tripping. I personally would not like the situation, but I'm a female. You know, not that I don't trust my man, but I wouldn't trust her more than I wouldn't trust him. I don't know. What do you want us to do? Just advice?
I guess, get some advice and I guess see what he says about the situation or why he feels like, why he doesn't even invite me over at any point in time.
Let's see what he's talking about because I'm a little confused as well. What's his name, honey?
Ty.
Yeah, okay, Kenya, we're going to get Ty on the phone. Hold up real tight and don't say anything until we let you in on the line, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I can understand where she's coming from, but at the end of the day, respectfully, if it take him hour and a half, 2 hours to get his hair done, he coming home respectfully within the time frame of getting there, getting his hair done, and traveling back home. If the time sync up, then she should just chill.
What if there's some little flirting stuff going on here and there? What if she caresses his head a little too much? Rub a booty on the shoulder.
This lady sound crazy, and Ty need to cut ties.
Stop it.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Ty, please?
Good. Who is this?
My apologies, man. This is Streets Morning Takeover, Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter, bro.
Good morning.
Hey, look, Ty, we ain't gonna take a lot of your time, man. I just wanna talk to you for a second. All right, look, we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, and you actually happen to be a part of it because your
girlfriend,
I guess your girlfriend, says that she's a little disturbed and has a problem with you going to your hairstylist's home where she's uninvited, unwelcomed, I should
say. Not at all.
Is that true? She really can't come over at all?
Yeah, that's true.
Have you talked to your hairstylist about this? Does this even make you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, sometimes I thought it was a little crazy. She always says she don't want nobody but me coming over.
Sound a little molded.
Are you attracted or are you messing or flirting with this hairstylist, period?
Nah, it's just strictly business. I mean, she's incredible with my hair and, you know, I just kind of go with the flow. But I thought that was a little weird.
Yo, Ty, like you sound like you get your hair done. Baby. You say your hair sound like it's always fresh.
She sound like she give you a good hand job. You really do that?
What?
Calm down. Okay, Ty, so I have a serious question. You definitely do sound like a guy who understands his way with the women. Do you feel at all, at any point, she does come on to you while you're getting your hair done?
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna front though, man. Like, sometimes, you know, she is a little, you know, provocative with me, man. Like, you know, she be touching on me and, you know, all kind of crazy. You know, it's like, I can tell she like me.
When you say touching on you,
what you mean by that? Because she is slick doing your hair, so
she touching or she touching. You know, some people could just be touchy feely, and some people could have ulterior motives with it. What's?
Yeah, it's like it's like when I come through the door, right? It's like she hugged me, but she hugged me feel like it's like I have to be like, all right, yeah, that's enough, you know? Like,
it's just, wow,
it's weird. Sometimes when she touching on me, I'd be like, man, yo, I'm glad my girl not around, man, because. You know, Kenya, man, she'll go crazy on her.
I know how
Kenya is, man, and I know how my stylist is, and I know that'll be a super problem.
I know we probably should have told you this, but you might be finna have another super problem on your hand because your girlfriend Kenya on the phone.
And she just heard everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I hope you got an explanation.
I know, but listen, it's not like that.
Ty, do you think Ty, let me break up in here for a sec. Let me give you some things to think about. Do you think it's honestly fair for her to know that she can't come over and for you to know that this woman is flirting with you intentionally? Do you think that's fair?
Nah, it's not fair. I know that's not fair, but I just didn't know how to tell her, you know?
It's just a simple solution to me. Either you change stylists or we over with.
Wow. I mean, y'all have been together for so many years. Is this the first situation that y'all faced where it was an ultimatum like this?
No, it isn't. He done had situations with other hairstylists. That's why he switched hairstylists.
Stop playing.
In the first place.
Stop playing.
Oh, see, this seriously? One is, she dealing with a pretty boy. He pull him when they pull on his hair. He could probably pull them, and she got a problem with it. And
wow.
It's probably not gonna stop till he get a cut.
And I've asked several times about this new little chick, and he like to lie in my face.
All right, Ty, so what it going to be, bro? You going to lose the hairstyles, or you going to lose your girl, Kenya? It's got to be one or the other, man, because it don't sound like...
Yo, I'm going to keep my hairstyle. You know, every time I'm around somebody that, and it's a girl, she be on some, like, you know, I'm trying to get at her, I'm trying to do this, you know?
It's kind of like you need to date somebody that know how to do hair.
Kenya.
So that you won't run into these problems anymore.
Okay, can you hear what he's saying? He's saying he does not choose you. He chooses his hairstylist.
Oh, is that what he's saying? All right. Well, done is done. Your stuff going to be sitting outside my house.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow.
But you always bugging. You got to stop bugging, man.
Guys, I don't like the way this is going at all.
Apparently, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This was set up for failure from the approach from the phone call itself because you gave him an ultimatum, and it sounded like he got his mind made up. So neither one of y'all going to be getting this $100 gift card from 1-800 Bethune Law Firm.
You could have saved me the trouble and let me know this in person.
Wow.
Long ago.
Well, wow.
Atlanta, we're going to save y'all the trouble. Y'all call us up and tell us what y'all think they should have did. Call us up, 443-520-945. Let's talk about the second date update. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.